USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A court record unsealed Monday states Virginia Giuffre says she was sexually trafficked to Britain's Prince Andrew by Jeffrey Epstein, accepted a $500,000 payment in 2009 to settle her lawsuit. For the second time in 24 hours, a United States-led coalition in Iraq says it has foiled a drone attack on a base hosting U.S. troops. An official of the International Military Coalition said on Tuesday two armed drones were shot down as they approached the base in western Anbar province. Iran is demanding the trial and death of former President Trump and his Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mr. Pompeo on Fox News.
You have a nation state, the world's largest state sponsor of terror, very capable, saying that they're going to arouse every Muslim in the world to martyr President Trump and me. That's something that's not been done before. It's a real security risk. And I think it tells you something about how they're thinking about this administration.
USA Radio News.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Inflation, the worst it has been in decades, continues as President Biden tries to fix it.
President Biden on Monday met virtually with independent farmers and ranchers to discuss how his administration is tackling rising inflation. The president saying the White House is going to implement new ways to reduce food prices by increasing competition within the meat industry.
Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation. That's what we're seeing in meat and poultry and those industries now. Small, independent farmers and ranchers are being driven out of business, sometimes businesses that have been around for generations.
The White House plans to distribute $1 billion from the coronavirus stimulus package to help independent meat processors grow their business. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Drivers were stranded for hours on I-95 in Virginia Monday after a severe winter storm caused a massive backup. The Virginia DOT described the situation as frustrating and scary. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Although mask mandates are mandatory in many U.S. cities across America, COVID-19 continues to spread, leading many to believe masks don't work. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Fox News gives his opinion.
I mean, the mandates have put many people in a tough spot. A lot of people who worked through the epidemic, got COVID, recovered, are actually pretty well protected against getting COVID and spreading it, are being forced to decide to whether they want a vaccine or not. And, you know, I would recommend the vaccine, but I can understand people don't want it in that situation. And the vaccine mandates have basically forced them to make the decision. A lot of people have left their jobs as a result, been forced out of their jobs as a result. I think it's made staffing shortages worse, and it hasn't stopped the disease from spreading, as you can see from the vast numbers of cases we've seen in heavily vaccinated places. The vaccine is great for protecting against severe disease, but not so good against stopping the disease from spreading.
U.S. officials reported a record number of new COVID cases on Monday with over 1 million new infections. A total of 1,082,549 new coronavirus cases were reported Monday. That's according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The Omicron variant continues to be the culprit. On a 7-day average, the U.S. COVID cases are at a record 363,592 per day as of 6 a.m. Monday. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pryde.